a story of betrayal and boasting? Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. But then it gets worse. Now it is not just one, but all. You will all fall away. Out of the 12 respond to these two predictions by Jesus. And what is Jesus' own response? The text opens with Jesus' prediction of Judas's betrayal and closes with Peter's denial. Bookended between the betrayal and denial is the institution of the Lord's Supper, where Christ promises his ongoing presence to the very ones who will reject and deny him. In this, he shows himself for what he is, the one who forgives in the face of betrayal, the one who restores in the midst of denial. When Jesus predicted the first betrayal, he did not name the perpetrator. He simply said to the group, "One of you." Distressed and fearful, the response of the disciples was universally sorrowful. The 12 were full of doubt and uncertainty about their ability to remain faithful to Jesus. Right they were. One by one, they asked him, "Is it I?" I'm not sure I'd want to know the answer to that question, and I'm sure that the 12 were anxious about it too, hoping against hope that he will say no, but fearing that he will say yes. Jesus says only this: "It is one of the 12. It is one of you." The second prediction is of a different kind. Jesus says, "You will all fall away." But this time they are not sad. Peter boldly says, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." Jesus responds, "You will, tonight, three times." But Peter goes on, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And the rest chime in. Only one betrayed him to the authorities, but one by one, they all denied him and betrayed themselves. All fell away. All were scattered. Is it I? Yes. You've been there, and you know what it is like. You know the doubt and the uncertainty. You also know the pride and the arrogance and the failure. But between the bookends of betrayal and denial, there is the present and gracious Christ, the one whose body is broken. "Take, this is my body." The one who sheds his blood. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." And in the midst of our weakness and pride, our uncertainty and boasting, there is the present Christ who gives us his body and blood to eat and drink with him in his kingdom. Now, the same will be true in the congregation the Lord calls you to serve. It will be made up of people like the 12, like you, that are at the same time weak and proud, uncertain and boastful. Betrayal and denial will bookend your own ministry as weak human beings stumble and fall again and again and again, just as you have and will continue to do. But the Lord promises his gracious presence, and he uses you as the instrument of delivering his comforting gifts to his simultaneously uncertain and arrogant people. In the course of every divine service, one by one, people say, "Is it I, Lord? Is it I?" And the unmistakable truth that they will reach is that the answer is the dreaded yes. But the greater yes is God's yea and amen in Christ. "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Amen." and Christ welcomes them to his table and says, take, eat, take, drink. The very body and blood of Christ for them for life everlasting. And then, having sung a hymn or two, they will go forth and they will be emboldened to say, I will not deny him. And they all will. And you all will. We all will. All will fall away. And we know, truly this very night, you will deny me. But the promise of the Lord endures. The Son of Man goes as is written of him. And that way was the way of the cross. The shepherd was struck, but only once and for all. And as he promised, he was raised up and now goes on before the failing 12 to Galilee, where he meets them once again and prepares them once more to carry out his ministry for the life of the world. And after you have scattered and fallen away again and again, the good shepherd goes on before you and brings you to the place where he once more comforts you with his presence and prepares you for the ministry of teaching, preaching, baptizing, absolving, and celebrating, offering the gifts of God to the people of God so that they may be comforted in distress and strengthened for confession, so that the words of their lips will not be, I will not deny you, but rather, thy will be done. The Collect for St. Peter and St. Paul. Let us pray. Merciful and eternal God, from whom the holy apostles St. Peter and St. Paul received grace and strength to lay down their lives for the sake of your Son, grant that, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we may, with like constancy, confess your truth and be at all times ready to lay down our lives for him who laid down his life for us. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.